Warehouse 21 presents Theater of Emergency, a verbatim reader's theater drama based on the writings of Santa Fe High School speech and debate students in 2023.
Audio editing by Alex Gonzalez Medina, Ellie Karshmer, and Lisa Goldman. Producer Anna G. E. Reinhardt.
Funded by an award from the New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts.
Post-production by Renaissance Man, Greg Malone.
Our fifth episode takes a critical look at the public education and why it seems to be failing our students.
Please respond when I call your name. Kevin Charles, Jairus Boykin, Alicia Simmons, Philip Valdez, Gabrielle Salado, Latoya Bradbury, Antoine Mitchell, Shaquan Sutton.
Have you ever felt unseen in school? Like your love of learning is crushed by percentages and letters? Well, we can make a change. The U.S. education system is failing us. Lack of funding in schools has always been a problem. Teachers aren't paid enough for an incredibly important job. Students aren't given a supportive environment to learn and excel in. And there appears to be only a singular way to teach when every student learns differently. And there are over 12 general categories of how an individual learns and actually retains information. In the U.S. in particular, quote, "There is ample evidence to suggest that American schools perform worse than schools in many other countries," end quote, states Columbia.edu. But why is this? Why do wealthier countries like the U.S. that have access to resources continue to struggle with educating our youth, when so many other countries like Finland, for example, excel? Finland is an exemplar for a few main reasons. Quote, "Teachers in Finland spend fewer hours at school each day and spend less time in classrooms than American teachers. Teachers use extra time to build curriculums and assess their students. Children spend far more time playing outside, even in the depths of winter, and homework is minimal," end quote. Finland is also the happiest country in the world, and many think this correlates with the compulsory education system thrust upon our children. School is a place children from ages 5 to 18 spend their days, and for a third of that day, just sitting in a classroom. Sitting, listening, and focusing, working towards a goal of passing that class. Because if you don't pass, you don't graduate. If you don't graduate, you don't go to college. If you don't go to college, you don't get a job, and if you can't make money, then you can't support yourself or your family. School puts an incredible amount of pressure on grades. They only acknowledge when a student is failing, but not why they are failing. Whether it is problems at home or at school, one's future is defined by an A, B, C, or D. This impacts students negatively when it comes to learning new content, making mistakes, and simply being a human. If a student earns a D, then they aren't smart. They are failures. Letters attach value to a human. We are ranking humans through numbers and letters. Instead of looking at school as an opportunity to learn, it is a burden. But this could be fixed. The America University states a few points that, if addressed, could transform schools in America. Acknowledge and address overcrowding, make funding schools a priority, address the school-to-prison pipeline, raise standards and salaries for teachers, and put classroom running and curriculum building decisions in the hands of the community. There are many changes that need to be made, but unfortunately, not much has changed. Our youth of today is the future. We can be involved in the choices of our future that we have to live in. Make a change. Stand up for yourself and your education.
Yo, we about to step into the light.
Won't accept deception.